This is Mark Steiner, and you're listening to WEAA-FM, Voice of the Community. And we start our show today with this day in history, November the 1st. And on this day in history, November 1st, this is the final part of Samhain. Samhain is that Celtic holiday that celebrates the world between the living and the dead, the mist of the past and the future and what's happening at this moment. Out of that came Halloween. This is also the day, November the 1st, of El Día de los Muertos, celebration in Mexico and Haiti. Some people call the Day of the Dead. That came out of the Aztec culture. The Aztecs and the Celtics together had the similar celebrations, different parts of the earth. And the Roman Catholic Church, of course, turned all that into what is also today All Saints' Day, the holy day of obligation. Take it away from the pantheists and make it for the monotheists, as happened. This is also around the world Vegan Day internationally. This is Vegan Day, so celebrate all you vegans not eating meat or vegetables of any animal matter. This is your day. This day in 1604, William Shakespeare's tragedy Othello was presented for the first time at Whitehall Palace in London. And just a few years later, in 1611, William Shakespeare's great romantic comedy The Tempest is performed for the first time at Whitehall Palace in London. The Tempest being a fascinatingly interesting play because it really was one of the European justifications colonization of the Western Hemisphere. We should do a show on that one day. There's also a day in 1688 that William III of Orange sets out for the second time from the Netherlands to seize control of England, Scotland, and Ireland from King James II during the Glorious Revolution. This is a day in 1765. The British Parliament enacted the Stamp Act that we all learned about in high school, in junior high school, in middle school, in order to help pay for the British military operations throughout North America. And on this day in 1787, the African Free School was opened in New York City. It expanded to seven schools throughout what is now Manhattan. And children of slaves and freemen learned together. It later became part of the whole school system of New York City, which is an amazing event, an interesting bit of our history that you can read about more from our webpage. And this is the day in 1887, November 1st. This great strike took place. 10,000 workers, only 10% of them white, 10,000 workers, sugarcane workers in Louisiana, stood up and demanded better pay, demanded pay every 2 weeks, demanded to be treated like human beings. And on this day, it led to what's known as the Thibodeau Massacre, which we'll talk about later in the month, because it happened actually later in the month, the Thibodeau Massacre, where hundreds of African Americans were slaughtered to kill this strike. By sugarcane owners. Some of those sugarcane owners were people who were former Confederates, former slave owners. One of those men was Louisiana Governor Douglas McHenry, who was a former slave owner, sugar plantation owner, who said that God Almighty himself has drawn the color line, and he called out 10 infantry companies and an artillery company, along with Judge Taylor Beadle. Judge Taylor Beadle was another man who fought for the Confederacy, a slaveholder, a former slaveholder, and founder of the Knights of the White Camellia. They massacred people to end the strike, but it was the beginning of a movement they could not stop. On this day in history in 1950, Puerto Rican nationalists Griselo Torresola and Oscar Collazo attempted to assassinate United States President Harry S. Truman at the Blair House. It was the beginning of a movement throughout Puerto Rico for independence that was crushed by our government. This was a day that the Front de la Liberación Nacional fires the first shots that begins the Algerian War for Independence in 1954. And on this day, a man who has later become president of the Congo, Patrice Lumumba, was arrested by the Belgians following two nights of unrest demanding independence. He was later killed by the CIA in his own country. This was a day in 1960 while campaigning for president of the United States that John F. Kennedy announced the idea of the Peace Corps. And 1 year later, 50,000 women in 60 cities in the United States participated in the inaugural Women's Strike for Peace against nuclear weapons and power and proliferation. This was the day in 1968 that the Iota Phi Theta Fraternity was originally founded at Morgan State University. In 1963, it was finally incorporated. And on this day in 1969, the UAW began what became a successful 172-day strike against International Harvester. The union turned back company demands for weakened work rules, mandatory overtime. Shall we take a lesson from the past about how to fight for the future? This is a day in 1942 that Larry Flint was born, the man made famous because he published Penthouse Magazine and other publications like that. This is a day in 1942, Marsha Wallace, the American actress, was born. This is the day in 1944. Kinky Friedman was born, who ran for governor later on of Texas and was founder of the musical group Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys. This is the day in 1957. Lyle Lovett was born, singer, songwriter, producer, and actor, as well as Calvin Johnson, American songwriter, guitarist, producer, with Beat Happening, the Halo Benders, Dub Narcotic Sound System, the Microphones, Cool Rays, and the Go Team. And this is the day in 1972 that the great poet, bit of a racist and anti-Semite, but still a good poet, Ezra Pound, passed away in 1972. In 2004, Mac Dre died much too young, being born in 1970, and William Styron died in 2006. And on this day was a major day for black media in America. On this day in 1910, the first issue of the NAACP monthly Crisis was published by W.E.B. Du Bois. And then, in 1942, the first issue of the Negro Digest. Then, in 1945, the first issue of Ebony Magazine published on this day. And then, in 1951, the first issue of Jet Magazine was published on this day. And that's this day in history, November the 1st. And when we come back from this break, we'll talk about the importance of those magazines that were founded on this day, November the 1st.